It's a good thing Pole and Vole have that magic bag with them. Did you hear many words in the story that ended with the sound N? Men, ten, and hen. Now, there are three letters I want to talk to you about. The letters M, T, and H. What sound does each of these letters stand for? The letter M stands for the sound mmm that you hear at the beginning of the words mitten, milk, and moose. The letter T stands for the sound t that you hear at the beginning of the words tall, turn, and tap. And the letter H stands for the sound h that you hear at the beginning of the words hot, hop, and hit. Now, look at page 5 of your workbook. There are three words written in the box. Read each word and then draw a line to the picture that matches it. On page 6, you'll get some practice with the letters M, T, and H. Look at each picture and say the word for the picture out loud. Then, in the space under each picture, write the letter that stands for the beginning sound. For example, the first picture is a tiger. Tiger begins with the sound t. What letter stands for the sound t? The letter T. So write the letter T in the space below the tiger. When you're finished, do the crossword puzzle on page 7. Write the correct word from the box next to each picture. Then, use the words to fill in the puzzle.